we need to think differently about racism. Our university first opened its doors in 1905. Its rich history is one of the reasons that Sheffield is considered to be one of the very best universities in the UK. However, we also need to confront the more painful and complicated parts of this history. Racism and discrimination have played major roles in the development of today's society, and more specifically, of our university. There hasn't previously been enough action from us or from other universities across the country to stop this from continuing. This needs to change. Racism doesn't just appear at its most visible and violent, within hate crime and racist abuse. It also presents itself in more complex and subtle ways. Racism is actually an interconnected set of structures that has existed throughout history, benefiting certain people while disadvantaging and alienating others. Racism is therefore structural. It's insidious and weaved throughout society, giving white people advantages economically, within the job market, within education, in the eyes of the law, and within social groups. These far-reaching advantages are known as white privilege. Having white privilege doesn't mean being born into money or living without hardship. It just means that white people are born into the racial majority, and therefore their race will not be an obstacle to their taking part in society. All white people, whether they like it or not, benefit from the way these power structures function. However, none of us are immune to racism. Even if you hate the idea of racism, even if you're a person of color yourself, all of us have been exposed to racist bias and so have a responsibility to educate ourselves about how it works. We all grew up seeing examples of prejudice in action, in advertising, newspapers and magazines, on YouTube and TV, from our friends and family, in books, music videos and film. Often, without realizing it, we absorb some of these prejudices, which later develop into implicit or unconscious biases that can affect how we view the world and interact with others. These biases can be reflected in many ways. One of them is in the language we use. Certain phrases and questions are repeated often, becoming all too familiar to people of color. Our own students shared comments they've heard within the university.
But where are you really from?
I haven't been attracted to a non-white girl before.
Stop making everything about race.
You don't look black.
These kinds of comments, known as microaggressions, are one of the ways in which people of color can be made to feel alienated or out of place. Small offhand comments, when repeated again and again, can be upsetting and perpetuate unfair and dangerous stereotypes. It's important for us to say something when people use this sort of language and stand up for those affected by it. As well as saying something, it's crucial that we question our own behaviors and language and are open to understanding how others may perceive our words. Progress comes from the ability to check and question ourselves. If we're too afraid to examine our own flaws, we can't change as individuals or as a society. The university has formed a strategy to help make these changes. To make it work, we need staff and students from across the university to engage in the process and work to make the necessary changes together. One of the ways we're going to do this is by rethinking our curriculums. Academia has historically been a white-dominated space, meaning that many of the writers, thinkers, and academics who are traditionally studied are white too. This doesn't necessarily mean that they're the ones producing their best work, rather that they simply better fit into an academic culture that's affected by the same racial biases that we see in the rest of society. If you're ever unhappy with something in your curriculum, don't be afraid to raise it with your academic rep or your education officer. If you witness a racist incident or are ever the target of one, it's really important that you talk to us about it so that we can address the problem. You can either make a confidential disclosure or formal report by using our online report and support service or by phoning the university security services. Either way, we'll deal with it sensitively to ensure that you feel comfortable and safe throughout the process. You can choose to engage in further anti-racism workshops, discussions, and activities throughout the year. In the meantime, the BME committee in the Students' Union is a great resource where you can voice your needs as a BME student and you can follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Ultimately, we need to make the university space one of inclusion, respect, and equality. Everyone can help create this space by checking in on our friends and peers and making sure they always feel welcome and heard. We should rethink our own assumptions and challenge the assumptions of others. Being challenged on the way we think can be hard, and it's normal to feel defensive. but by listening to others, we're able to develop into better friends, classmates, and peers. We can only tackle racism if we promise to be open to learning about others, about their experiences, and their work. Together, we can make the university a better place for all of us.